never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Janet Dates, the Dean Emerita of the School of Communications at Howard University and the author of several books, including her latest, From Blackface to Black Twitter, Reflections on Black Humor, Race, Politics, and Gender. Dr. Dates, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So the first book you want to talk about is by Ta-Nehisi Coates. It's a collection of essays. It's called We Were 8 Years in Power, An American Tragedy.
Ta-Nehisi Coates has a unique skill, it seems to me, that follows in the tradition of James Baldwin, where he really is able to get at pithy issues and write about them with such eloquence and such clarity, and connects the dots on some issues that you probably have thought about fleetingly, but didn't bring it to the front of your mind and really delve into it as deeply as he has been able to do. And I just take my hat off to him. I read his book a while ago. I came back to it more recently because of some things that are happening nationally, and thought, you know, looking at it again through the lens of what's happening today helps me to see it with more clarity, I believe.
I agree. He's an incredibly trenchant writer, and he does connect the dots in a really compelling way. And it is interesting how these essays, some of which, you know, appeared in magazines and whatnot some time ago, do really resonate as very timely right now.
Right. And the strength that he brings to an argument is just, I think, unmatched by others who are writing today. And I don't usually say that, but I've really been impressed with this young man.
And the comparisons to James Baldwin, that's not the first. And boy, what pressure that must be on him too as well, you can imagine.
And I think that's why he's stepping back a bit from his daily job at The Atlantic, because I think he wants to focus really on being a journalist, being a writer, and not being kind of distracted by the celebrity status that he now has. And I just feel that he's very grounded, very focused on what he knows he thinks he was put on this earth to do, and he is committed to making sure that he does it. And it appears to me as if his wife is really helping him to stay focused. And I think that is a wonderful combination.
Just as he is helping us stay focused on some very important issues. The other book that you want to talk about is called The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle.
Now, that book helps you to focus so that you are living in the now and not so worried about what has happened in the past that you can't enjoy the present. And you're not so focused on getting everything right so that you can move forward in the future and devoured by that and then tormented in a sense. And so I think his writing really is helpful to those of us who are more senior, who are looking back at our lives and then looking forward to maybe some more days. And how do you get the most out of that? And I think he helps a lot of us to think about ways to make sure that you get the most out of now.
Dr. Janet Dates is the Dean Emerita of the School of Communications at Howard University and the author of From Blackface to Black Twitter, Reflections on Black Humor, Race, Politics, and Gender. Dr. Dates is recommending a collection of essays by Ta-Nehisi Coates called We Were 8 Years in Power, An American Tragedy, and The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle. Dr. Dates, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading and where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.